Well, the Eagles on Wednesday dipping into the very deep former talent well of the Houston Texans and bringing on board linebacker Brian Braman. And we bring in one of our good friends, John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, to talk about Braman. And John, what can you tell us about a big physical kid who the Texans chose not to tender?
They did not tender Brian, and they didn't tender Terrell McClain, a defensive tackle. Brian has signed with the Eagles, and McClain just signed with the Cowboys. And Brian Braman is a great story. He was working as a bouncer in College Station, Texas, about an hour and 15 minutes from Houston. The College Station is the home of the Texas A&M Aggies. And a Texans assistant linebackers coach, Bobby King, recommended to new defensive coordinator Wade Phillips in 2011, you got to give this guy a tryout, because Bobby had watched Brian in college, and so they gave him a tryout. He made the team, the only straight free agent they kept that year. He became a special team star. One famous play here about Brian, his helmet came off, and he continued to make a tackle in the game. I kind of think it was the Browns. I'm not sure. But he made this tackle, got all bloody, and the fans fell in love with it. Brian's a tall guy. He's really good quote. Great kid. He's a good backup outside linebacker. But his main calling's on special teams, and he will be – he's got the James Casey attitude. Works hard all the time, shows up early, leaves late. Eagles are going to really like him. He will be a fan favorite there, a blue-collar, hard worker who, if his helmet comes off, it won't matter to him. And I think that was a really good move for the Eagles.
Well, certainly you want toughness. You want a little bit of crazy in kick coverage. And his road to the NFL, John, really – an interesting one. Bounced around at some colleges, didn't get drafted, has been a former model. I mean, he's come up the hard way. It seems to be one of those guys who really appreciates being in the NFL.
And the way, if he keeps playing the way he has, I was surprised they let him go, because they need – I realize a new regime, a new coach, Bill O'Brien's making a lot of changes here. You'd have to be crazy to think he wouldn't change a lot on a 2-14 team. But Brian Braman's not the reason they went 2-14. They could have made him a qualifying offer and kept him around to be the star of their special teams. But their loss is the Eagles' gain. And I think, and I know, once fans get a look at Brian and the way he plays, they're going to fall in love with the guy.
John, does Brian have, in your opinion, a chance to be somebody who could help this defense? Eagles in the 3-4 defense, always looking for more pass, rush, punch.
He's played in 3-4 now since he got here with Wade Phillips. They used him as a backup. Brian was best as a pass rusher in preseason. He'd look up and he'd have 2 or 3 sacks in preseason, but he was never able to get playing time other than the rotation, because their outside linebackers were first and second round picks. And when he got here, they had Mario Williams trying to play outside linebacker before he signed with Buffalo. But I'm not sure what the Eagles' situation is. But if they don't have high picks that are entrenched, you know, why not? He's done well in preseason, but he was never given the same opportunities in regular season because he had number one and number two picks in front of him.
John, this is the seven former Texans who've become members of the Eagles. This organization really has a very high value on what's going on in Houston. What do you make of this pipeline from Houston to Philadelphia?
Well, the Eagles did a whole lot better than the Texans last season. And before, maybe they lost too many players to the Eagles. Texans have been real good, and then they crashed and burned last year, 2-14, they think they're going to make a big improvement. I just talked to Eric Winston, the former Texans right offensive tackle, whose contract expired with Arizona, and I said, hey, have your agent tell the Eagles. They like ex-Texans. Remind them you played in Houston. Don't mention Arizona.
Hey, John, we really appreciate your time. I know it's a busy time for you. Thank you so much for your insight on new Eagles linebacker and special teams ace, Brian Braman. Thanks, John.